ومن آياته أن خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة.
Muslim family.
Islamic family paradigm.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of the Creator of Love, dear brothers and sisters, Salaamu Alaikum. Welcome to today's Muslim family. We hope you enjoy listening to our discussion for today, and we invite you to be with us for the following few minutes.
Looking up at the sky, searching for the Most High. He rejected the way of worshiping gods of clay. Prophet Ibrahim knew that Allah was near, and that the heart of a Muslim is sincere. Under the hot burning sun, he declared God is one. Though with stones on his chest, his iman would not rest. The Mu'adhin knew that right will conquer wrong, and the heart of a Muslim must be strong.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I am Fatemeh Shamali, the host of the program Muslim Family. Here with me in the studio is Dr. Abbas Ali Shamali. He holds an MA in Developmental Psychology and a PhD in Culture and Values in Education from McGill University, Canada. He studied for over 25 years in the Islamic Seminary in Qom and is at the moment a staff member of the International Center for Islamic Studies, Jamiatul Mustafa Al-Alamiyah. Dr. Shamali, Salamun Alaikum and welcome to our program for today.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah to yourself and to all brothers and sisters who may listen to this program.
Ladies and gentlemen, please be with us.
It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome to today's Muslim family. We are still continuing on the discussion of nafaqa or life money, and we've been hearing some very interesting hadiths about the value of the person, of the man who undertakes the responsibility of feeding his family in the halal way, and as according to the saying of the Prophet, he has a high hand, meaning that he's a taker versus having a low hand being a giver. I'd like to start with a hadith from the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He said, "He who is regardless of those whom he must feed is cursed, and again, very much cursed." Dear brothers and sisters, we invite you to be with us with today's discussion. Dr. Shamali, we're ready to hear the remaining hadiths with regards to nafaqa.
With regard to nafaqa and life expenses, we started from the fact that in according to the Islamic thought, life expenses and nafaqa must begin with
your family member.
With your family member.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, in your life expenses, you have to develop and expand in a way that they feel happy.
Mm-hmm.
They feel motivated. They feel fresh. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi says, do you know what do we mean by good temper in Islam? Husnul khulq.
Mm-hmm.
Husnul khuluq. We have the concept of husnul khuluq, good temper, good personality. What do we mean in Islam? Imam said, good temper is included within three facts. Number one, ijtinabul maharim, to abstain from the forbidden things in Islam, muharramat. One aspect of good temper. The second one, طلب الحلال, to seek the halal one. And number three, والتوسع على العيال. The third aspect of good temper before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to expand and to develop in terms of your expenditure for your family member. This is one hadith. And in the second one from Abu al-Hasan al-Qadim, the seventh Imam, Musa ibn Ja'far salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, he provide in a very shaking way a hadith. Al-Kafi an Mu'ammar ibn Khallad an Abu al-Hasan yanbaghi lil-rajul an yuwassi'a ala 'iyalih. You know, a Muslim deserves to expand in terms of life expenses in his for his family member, kay la yatamannaw mawtah. Spend in a way that your children and your wife, they don't wish your death.
Mm-hmm.
And then Imam tala hadhihi al-ayah. He recited this ayah from the Holy Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals, وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. قال, الْأَسِيرُ عِيَالُ الرَّجَلِ. Imam said, الْأَسِيرُ in this ayah means, الْأَسِيرُ means the captives. Okay? The captive is your family member. It's not in a negative mm-hmm. meaning.
Like الرجال قوامون على النساء.
Yeah, when we talk about captives, we don't mean that you put pressure on them.
Mm-hmm.
It means that they're
dependent on you.
Exactly. They're dependent on you. They live on your effort.
Mm-hmm.
So you have the responsibility to take
feed them.
Good care of them.
يَنْبَغِي
لِلْرَّجُلِ إِذَا زِيدَ فِي النِّعْمَةِ أَنْ يَزِيدَ أُسَرَاءَهُ فِي السَّعَةِ عَلَيْهِمْ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provide you better, you just give better. And one person came to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, I want to be satisfied before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in terms of my life expenses. What do I do?
Like, I want to have an increase in my sustenance, right?
No, he said, I want to behave in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied with me
mm-hmm.
in terms of life expenses. Okay? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, treat your family as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treat you. If you are rich, if you are gifted, then you give more. If you are in tight circumstances, then you behave in that way. Why? Mm-hmm. Because la yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. You know, expanding is relative to different people. It's due to you, to your situation, to your level of economic situation.
Mm-hmm.
If you're rich and wealthy, the expansion means another meaning.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a person, you have your own salary.
Based on their own status.
Exactly. لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. This is one part. The other part is that expenditure for the family life expenses is counted before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as almsgiving. In the Islamic culture, is different than the aid policy in the other cultures. You know, mm-hmm. aid policy could be existed in different cultures. But in Islam, when you talk about almsgiving, this is another. Almsgiving not only fill the gaps, meet the needs, but also provide you protection from unpredictable threats,
mm-hmm.
unpredictable dangers. So we are advised, all Muslims, men and women, are advised not to begin their day unless they pay even a tiny, some alms. Okay? And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whatever you spend for your family are considered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as
alms.
نَفَغَةُ الرَّجُلِ رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم says, نَفَغَةُ الرَّجُلِ عَلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ صَدَقَةُ. Whatever you spend for your family is considered as صدقه. صدقه with that meaning that I explained to you. كُلُّ مَا صَنَعَتَ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِكَ فَهُوَ صَدَقَةٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. Whatever, not only meals, for dressing, for accommodation, for transportation, whatever you spend for your family in terms of life expenses are considered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as sadaqah. So don't worry that when you don't put your sadaqah in the sadaqah box, you say, oh, today I'm not sure that maybe something coming to me. No, don't worry. If you're just working, making effort for your family, then don't worry. Go ahead.
You know, I think that what Islam is actually teaching us is that even something which is your responsibility, you can also be rewarded for it. For example, it's the duty of a man to earn money for his family and to feed them, okay?
As well as being the responsibility and duty, it is a higher level in terms of value.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like Allah treats his creatures like, okay, this is your responsibility, but you're also being rewarded. So you have an incentive that for the obligation that you have, you're also gaining a blessing. On the other hand, for women, like no woman could charge her husband. I mean, in Islam you can, but like no one woman would ask her husband for, okay, give me money, I'm feeding your baby, or give me money, I'm cooking in your house, okay? Well, though she can. However, Allah says that you can, and if jihad al-mar'atu husn al-taba'ul, if you're working in the house and serving your family, this is regarded as holy war or holy jihad. So it's in a way saying that the holy jihad, the big war that you have, is your struggle with yourself, that you make yourself a better person for yourself, first of all, and then for your family.
Let me just put it in another way. This is my own understanding. Mm-hmm. You know, life expenses, whatever that you spend for your family, okay? If it is considered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as sadaqah, so, you have two ways of self-protection. One way is to protect yourself by your own effort. Whatever you do, you know, people are doing, you know, different practices, different behaviors, different policies just to protect themselves. Mm-hmm. The wall that you put, you know, the dress that you wear, whatever you do, you just are going to protect yourself from different threats.
Right.
Okay? So you have two choices. Whether you protect yourself by your own mind or you put yourself under the divine protection.
Mm-hmm.
If you bring this idea, this concept in your intention that I am doing it as sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you are putting yourself under the divine protection. Although the same job, all people are doing their best to, you know, to manage the way that they are going to manage their families. Mm-hmm. All people are doing this, but the intentions are different. So this idea of sadaqah for life expenses, you know, is putting yourself in the divine protection.
Protection. Okay.
Look.
Sorry, we're going to go and then we're going to listen to that hadith when we come back. Ladies and gentlemen, please be with us. Muslim Family,
a program from the Call of Islam.
In a poor, meager state, little food on a plate. Mother said she was glad, always sharing what we had. When I asked how can we share what's not enough, she said the heart of a Muslim's filled with love. He said, it's time you should know, you will learn as you grow, that some people around will do what's bad to bring you down. Father said to be a star that's shining bright, for the heart of a Muslim does what's right. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your...
Dear brothers and sisters, welcome back. This is the second part of our discussion on nafaqah or life money. In the first part, Dr. Shamali explained to us how much spending money for your family is rewarded, and he said that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases your blessings, meaning that if you are richer in wealth, then you have the responsibility of increasing expenditure for your family. And other hadiths, which I will review inshallah at the end of our programs. Now let's listen to the hadith that Dr. Shamli wanted to share with us before the break.
Thank you for giving me the time. Again, I'm just narrating another prophetic narration from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, creating a new mentality, Islamic mentality. Prophet said, "Dinarun anfaqtahu fi sabilillah." You may have a piece of money that you spend it for the sake of Allah. This is first. "Wa dinarun anfaqtahu fi raghabatin." And you have spent money to free someone. At that time, there were people who were like captives.
Mm-hmm.
And one way for in Islam to release and liberate all those captives was just, they call it freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, raqaba, freeing someone who is under your control. وَدِنَارٌ أَنْفَقْتَهُ فِي رَقَبَةٍ, to free someone. وَدِينَارٌ تَصَدَّقْتَ بِهِ عَلَى مِسْكِينٍ, and there is a piece of money that you spend it for a needy person who is in need of that. وَدِينَارٌ أَنْفَقْتَهُ عَلَى أَهْلِكَ, and there is a money that you spend it for your family
your
member. أَعْظَمُهَا أَجْرًا الَّذِي أَنْفَقْتَهُ عَلَى أَهْلِكَ. The best and the highest and the greatest among these all dinars that you have spent, okay, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one that you have spent it for
your family.
This is prophetic narration. Another narration, again from Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I'm not emphasizing on the concept of sadaqah. I'm emphasizing on the concept of divine protection and the priority in Islam. Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, إِنَّ صَدَقَتَكَ مِنْ مَالِكَ صَدَقَةً وَإِنَّ نَفَقَتَكَ عَلَىٰ عَيَالِكَ صَدَقَةً. Whatever you give as alms is sadaqah. And whatever you spend for your family again is sadaqah. وَإِنَّمَا تَأْكُلُ إِمْرَأَتُكَ مِنْ مَالِكَ صَدَقَةً. Whatever your wife eats, spend from your money, is considered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as sadaqah. And the last very interesting narration from Imam Sadiq. Look, and you know, I like this narration very much. I liked it very much. Al-Imam Sadiq, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, says, كان علي بن الحسين عليه السلام إذا أصبح خرج غاديا في طلب الرزق. Imam Sadiq says, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn, the fourth Imam, when it was early morning, He got out of house. He went out. And he was seeking for what? For rizq, sustenance. فَقِيلَ لَهُ يَبْنَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُ. Someone asked him, O the son of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where are you going this early day? فَقَالَ أَتَصَدَّقُ الْعَيَالِ. I want to bring alms for my family. And the guy was shocked. قِيلَ لَهُ أَتَتَصَدَّقْ. Are you bringing sadaqah? Sadaqah is forbidden for the household of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Are you bringing sadaqah for your family? Imam said, wait. مَنْ طَلَبَ الْحَلَالِ فَهُوَ مِنَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ صَدَقَةٌ عَلَيْهِ. Those who seek, those who make effort to gain halal sustenance, that halal is sadaqah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And sadaqah here means protection. Not only materially, but spirituality. Looks so beautiful. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will gift you is a divine protection. Not only for your eating, for your dressing, but also for your protecting you from the all types of threats and dangers. This is one part. Could I go continue, or you want to
Yes, please continue.
Okay. Another aspect in terms of life expenses is creating a new concept that those who make effort, those who make their best just to gain something for their family, they are considered before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as people who go for the holy campaign.
We talked about this last week.
But one very important point is this. مَنْ سَعَى فِي نَفَغَةِ عَيَالِهِ وَوَالِدَيْهِ فَهُوَ كَالْمُجَاهِدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Those who make effort to gain something for their family and for their parent, he is like someone who goes for holy campaign. You may ask me that, Mr. Shamli, we talked about these issues. Why are you repeating? I'm repeating because of some of the rigidity that we could find in some families. At the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was happening, okay, that people came to Prophet and it was the time for holy campaign. They wanted to participate in holy campaign and not to be away from that. But their family were living in a very hard, bad, tough situation. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying, look, although it is obligatory for Muslims to participate in the holy campaign, but the holy campaign begins with
your house,
your effort for your family, for your house. Mm-hmm. If you are not protecting your family from within, then how could you try to
go outside and fight with the
and fight with the outsider to protect Islam?
Mm-hmm.
Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib says, "Ma ghudwatu ahadikum fi sabilillah bi'a'zama min ghudwatihi yatlubu li waladihi wa 'iyalihi ma yuslihuhum." Keep in mind that don't believe that when you go for the holy campaign, it's higher, much, much higher than to make your effort to do something for your family. Mm-hmm. Before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're equal.
Mm-hmm. Because everything starts from family. So if your family is emotionally and...
So Muslim society is what? The solidarity of Muslim society begins with family. The solidarity of Muslim families. So you have to be very careful. Very caring with regard to your family, then when you go out, you're sure that they are doing their...
You know, now that we've reached this part of our discussion, I'm reminded of the discussion that we had at the very beginning of our program.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about, I think it was a hadith from the Prophet, peace be upon him, that he said, we were talking about getting ready for marriage and ask proposal for marriage and all of that. And I remember there was a hadith that said, you have to dress up your daughters in a nice way so that when there are there are sessions for like women, then your daughters are appear in a good way.
Exposed.
So that others others don't say, look at her, she's so shabby and she's not clean and look at what she's wearing. You know,
exactly.
They say, wow, look, that's a really nice. That's a really good-looking girl, or that's a very tidy girl. I mean, of course, the family and the akhlaq and all of that goes before, but...
Islamic reputation.
Yeah, I mean, first impression, last exactly. impression, what they see of you, they won't say, oh, look at this girl. She's been brought up in a begging family. So it reminds me of here, because a father who is willing to spend money for his family, for his daughters, for his son, for his wife, he will leave a good impression of them in the society, and they will also have more confidence to appear in the society. If we have stronger families, and we have to remember, I mean, I'm addressing this to the parents who are listening. Sometimes, you know, some parents, they say, no, spiritual food is important. You have to have spiritual nourishment.
Exactly.
Those kind of earthly food, you know, you have to train your children. Yes, you have to be careful that your children don't do israf, that they don't get spoiled, that you don't give them more than you can afford. But I mean, if you're a rich person, or alhamdulillah, if Allah has given you, then you shouldn't take it so hard on them that they will feel, you know, envious of others, or they
exactly.
will feel jealousy, or they will feel a complex in themselves, like, I never had anything in my life, you know. So everything
exactly.
starts from home. That's why I think this is called jihad fi sabilillah.
Yeah,
because
I interrupt your speech. Always when I'm narrating hadith from the Islamic references, keep in mind that we have to take the main lesson,
mm-hmm.
the main message, the hidden agenda behind. Like the concept that I took out from the concept of sadaqah,
mm-hmm.
here also. putting life expenses, making effort for life expenses beside going for the holy campaign has a message. What is that? You know, don't make it as joke. Don't make it easy. Don't make it so don't be so simplistic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, making your effort before for the, you know, life expenses is like going to the holy campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Imam Sadiq salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi says, "Talabtu nur al-wajh." I was seeking to be shiny in my face. فَوَجَدْتُهُ فِي صَلَاةِ اللَّيْلِ. Then I find the way to make, to perform night praying. وَطَلَبْتُ فَضْلَ الْجِهَادِ. And I was seeking to arrive at the level of the reward, the blessings of going to the holy campaign. For example, nowadays, when we don't have holy campaign, is there any way? فَوَجَدْتُهُ فِي الْكَسْبِ لِلْعِيَالِ. Then I realized that before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who make effort for their family, like those who go for the holy campaign. And the last one, وَطَلَبْتُ حُبَّ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. I was seeking
the love of Allah.
To find the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَوَجَدْتُهُ فِي بُغْضَ أَهْلِ الْمَعَاسِي. Then I realized that one way to come up with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to hate those who commit sins.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one, Al-Imam Al-Kadhim, the seventh Imam, says, مَنْ طَلَبَ هَذَا الرِّزْقِ مِنْ حِلِّهِ. Those who seek for the sustenance, halal rizq, لِيَعُودَ بِهِ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ, in order to spend it for himself, وَعِيَالِهِ, and for his family member, كَانَ كَالْمُجَاهِدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. And look, I just narrated this narration for this last part. فَإِنْ غُلِبَ عَلَيْهِ. If you make your effort, but you don't find something to spend for your family, فَلْيَسْتَدْنَ عَلَى اللَّهِ وَعَلَى رَسُولِهِ مَا يَغُوتُ بِهِ عَلَى عِيَالِهِ. If you make your effort, but you are not successful in earning the money, you have to borrow. Borrowing in Islam is not recommended, is makruh.
Mm-hmm.
Is not a good way, borrowing money. Because you make your mind busy and busy.
You indebt yourself.
Borrowing is makruh. But Imam Al-Kadhim salawatullahi wa salamu says, borrowing in one place is recommended by the Islamic teachings. And that one single place is the place that you did your best.
But you can't. Right.
You made your effort, but you couldn't come up with earning.
Okay.
Here, you have to borrow the money.
Ladies and gentlemen, we hope our discussion proved to be beneficial to you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Make sure your words are true. Honesty is the best, because life is a test. Even if it hurts so much you want to cry, for the heart of a Muslim does not lie. It's the heart of a Muslim through the guidance of Islam that makes you fair and kind and helpful to your fellow man. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart. So living as a Muslim means that you must play a part. Allah looks not at how you look, but what is in your heart.